Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and can you believe it? I see blue peeking through the clouds. It's a gray day, but there is blue out there somewhere, and that's kind of fun. Well, today we have Psalm 18. Psalm 18 is another Psalm of David, and there's a bit of heading that is included in the text of the Bible to the chief musician, a Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And I usually don't read the introductions, and those are part of the text, but I usually don't read all those introductions, but this one I think is fitting. Psalm 18 is kind of an epic psalm. It is 50 verses long, but it's not just the number of verses, but it's also the length of the verses themselves and the scale and the size that is involved in this psalm. It isn't just long, it's also big with story. And one person pointed out to me before, and I really think that this is the case in the psalm, is that it is sort of a prototype for the apocalyptic literature that the Bible is famous for. So if this sounds like the book of Revelation, I think it's because this might be the beginnings of that style of writing. So let's read Psalm 18 together. I love thou, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strong rock, in him will I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The cords of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The cords of Sheol were round about me, the snares of death came upon me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry before him came to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the mountains moved and were shaken because he was angry. There went up smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he flew swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion round about him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them, yea, the lightnings manifold and discomfited them. Then the channels of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, as he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I put not his away his statutes from me. I was also perfect with him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with the perfect man thou wilt show thyself perfect, with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the perverse thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but the haughty eyes thou wilt bring down, and thou wilt light my lamp. The Lord my God will lighten my darkness. For by thee I run against a troop, by my God do I leap over a wall. As for God, in his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, he's a shield unto all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock beside our God? The God that girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war so that mine arms do bend a bow of brass. But also, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath held me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I will pursue mine enemies and overtake them, neither will I turn again until they are consumed. I will smite them through, that they shall not be able to rise, they shall fall under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle, thou hast subdued under me all those who rose up against me. Thou hast also made mine enemies turn their backs unto me, that I might cut off them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them down as small as the dust before the wind, I did cast them out as the mire of the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, thou hast made me the head of the nations, a people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away, and I shall come trembling out of their close places. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation, even the God that executes vengeance for me and subdues people under me. He rescues me from mine enemies. Yea, thou lift me up above them that rise up against me. Thou delivers me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations, and will sing praise unto thy name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. That's a big psalm, and there's a lot packed in there. One of the points that I think is helpful with this psalm, in thinking about it as a prototype and the beginnings of apocalyptic literature, and the book of Revelation and Zechariah and parts of Daniel are where that literature shows up, sometimes it's hard to understand what's going on. The reason I like this psalm is because it's poetry, and you expect imagery and things like this. And so you can ask yourself, if this psalm is about when David had victory over all of his enemies, when did God show up as a dragon, breathing fire and smoke? And we know, well, he never did that. And so this must be an image to portray the power that God had in aiding David in his work. And that's the point of apocalyptic literature. It gives strong images to what's going on so that we can have a new sight and a perception as to who God is. Well, that's all I wanted to say about the psalm. I wanted to let the message soak into your ears. And I'm going to go ahead and read it again. It's going to make for a long podcast today, and we will just kind of see if I'm going to continue to read them twice when they're long like this. But I do want to do it again today, because it's just a fun one to read aloud. Psalm 18. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strong rock. In him will I trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The cords of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The cords of Sheol were round about me, the snares of death came upon me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry before him came to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, the foundations also of the mountains moved, and they were shaken because he was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. Yea, he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he flew swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his hiding place, his pavilion round about him, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the sky. As the brightness before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them, yea, the lightnings manifold, and discomfited them. Then the channels of water appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare, at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from on high, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy, and from them that hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, But the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delights in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands has he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I put not away his statutes from me. I was also perfect with him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with the perfect man thou wilt show thyself perfect, with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the perverse thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save an afflicted people, but the haughty eyes thou wilt bring down. For thou wilt light my lamp. The Lord my God will lighten my darkness. For by thee I run against a troop, and by my God do I leap over a wall. As for God, in his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried, and he's a shield unto all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock beside our God? The Lord girds me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me upon my high places. He teaches my hands to war so that mine arms do bend a bow of brass. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, and my feet have not slipped. I will pursue mine enemies and overtake them. Neither will I turn again until they are consumed. I will smite them through, that they shall not be able to rise. They shall fall under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also made mine enemies turn their backs unto me, that I might cut them off that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them as small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the mire of the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people. Thou hast made me the head of the nations. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves to me. The strangers shall fade away and shall come trembling out of their close places. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. And exalted be the God of my salvation, even the God that executes vengeance for me and subdues people under me. He rescues me from mine enemies. Yea, thou lift up me up above them that rise up against me. Thou delivers me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows loving kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed forevermore. This psalm has a lot of wonderful lines, but verse 35 has probably my favorite phrase. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. That he calls God one with gentleness in the midst of this psalm is a powerful image. Well, thanks for listening in to a long reading today. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.